Oh, the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans.
In the cool Catawba River mist, there's excitement in the air. From Lake Hickory shores across Unifor, it's spreading everywhere. From the young folks to the old folks, it's a feeling they can't hide. Since the crawdads came to Hickory, this whole town's filled with pride. Hometown baseball, it's got a hold on me. Give me crawdad baseball. Hickory's own number one hometown baseball team. There's an old rebel spirit in every part of Fram Stadium. So let's stand and cheer, cause the dads are here and the fight has just begun. And to those who should oppose us, well, let them know this law. When you tangle with a crawdad, you're gonna feel the claw. Hometown baseball. Hickory's own number one hometown baseball team.
some good old-fashioned fun. Join your friends and family. The good times have just begun. Hometown baseball, it's got a hold on me. Give me Crawdad's baseball. Hickory's own number one hometown baseball team. Hickory's own number one hometown baseball
team. It's time for Crawdad's pregame as we take a look at last night's action and set the scene for tonight's contest. Let's go to the Sunbelt Reynolds broadcast booth on the Crawdad's Radio Network.
And good evening. Good Tuesday evening to you. We welcome you to LP Franz Stadium inside the Sunbelt Reynolds broadcast booth. Brian Rushing here with you this evening for the first of a six-game set between the Aberdeen Ironbirds as they take on your Hickory Crawdads. So glad that you could join us for what's going to be a very energetic night tonight inside the ballpark. I'm not exactly sure that everybody here at LP Franz Stadium is aware of what they're about to witness. But tonight, two brand new faces make their way to not just the Hickory Crawdads, but to full season professional baseball within the Texas Rangers. We'll be talking about that throughout the course of this evening. We've also got a new face on the bump this evening that'll be making his first start for the Crawdads this evening here at LP Franz Stadium. We come back on the other side of the timeout. We'll get you the pitching matchups. We'll get you the starting lineups, and we'll speed our way to a 7 o'clock first pitch between the Aberdeen Ironbirds, the High A affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles, as they take on your Hickory Crawdads. Coming up in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead, and who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
And we welcome you back here to LP Franz Stadium for the Crawdads pregame show on this Tuesday night. Of course, the Crawdads coming back from a week-long trip to Asheville. It was a productive trip for the Crawdads. They would win four out of the six games. Started out really well. Won the first three games in the series. Lost a Friday night slugfest 10-6 before coming back and winning on Cam Cawley's solo home run on Saturday, 1-0. The Sunday wrap-up of the series gave the Crawdads a lead late. They couldn't hold on to it as they would lose 4-3 to the Asheville Tourists as they are back at LP Franz Stadium. For the rest of the remaining 30 games, they will alternate home and away. They'll play six games here against the Aberdeen Ironbirds. They'll go on the road to Hudson Valley to take on the Renegades, and then they'll return for a series against the Bowling Green Hot Rods. It'll be a series that could have major implications for the South Division's second-half title in the South Atlantic League. The Aberdeen Ironbirds, one thing, speed. They're going to run. I'm going to have to talk faster. You're going to have to listen faster tonight, as this is a team with 294 stolen bases this season. They are going to put some unbelievable numbers together. I've never seen anything like this in affiliated baseball with a club for a penchant for running the way that this team does. It'll be very interesting to see what happens in this contest tonight as they'll face off against a new face for the Hickory Crawdads. Paul Bonzagni will get the start this evening for the Hickory Crawdads. We'll get to his numbers here in just a moment. Here's the starting lineup for the Aberdeen Ironbirds. Leading off will be the center fielder, Enrique Branfield. Branfield, a 275 hitter, but he's got 55 stolen bases. This is one of the elite base stealers in all the South Atlantic League, and you'll get a chance to hear and see him over the course of the next six ball games. Elio Prado will be the designated hitter. He bats second. Tavian Josenberger will bat third. He's in left field. Reed Trimble bats fourth. He's in right field. Carter Young, the shortstop, he'll be batting fifth for the Ironbirds. Batting sixth will be Adam Retzbach. Batting seventh at second base, Aaron Estrada. Batting eighth at first base, Anderson De Los Santos. And batting ninth will be the third baseman, Jalen Vasquez. That lineup again, Bradfield, Prado, Josenberger, Trimble, Young, Retzbach, Estrada, De Los Santos, and Vasquez for the Aberdeen Ironbirds. Paul Bonzagni gets the start today, making his debut with the Hickory Crawdads. The young man comes from Kinston, North Carolina, the Down East Wood Ducks, a 4-1 record for Down East, 3.68 ERA. In that time with the Wood Ducks, 63 2/3 innings pitched. Made 12 starts, 50 hits allowed, 29 runs. 26 of those runs were earned. He walked 23 batters, struck out 67 for a 2.16 average against. So Paul Bonzagni, the right-hander, 6'3" tall out of Grapevine, Texas, played his college baseball, former Saluki of Southern Illinois University, was drafted in the 12th round of last year's 2023 draft. This is the lineup that Chad Comer will roll out this evening with a couple of brand new faces. The Hickory Crawdads will have Cam Cawley lead off. Cam Cawley has hit home runs in the last two ball games that he's played. He gets the start at second base. Dylan Dreiling. Get familiar with this name, folks. Dylan Dreiling's going to get the start in left field tonight. The second round pick out of the University of Tennessee, the national champion. This is the College World Series MVP. He'll get the start tonight in left field. Sebastian Walcott will bat third. He's at shortstop. Malcolm Moore. Malcolm Moore, the designated hitter, spent his time at Stanford, became the first-round pick of the Texas Rangers in this year's draft. He'll bat cleanup in the DH spot. Arturo Disla will bat fifth. He'll be at first base. Jason Morabell bats sixth in right field. Anthony Gutierrez bats seventh. He's in center field. The catcher, Ian Moeller, will bat eighth this evening. And batting ninth will be Glider Figueroa, the third baseman. So the lineup again for the Crawdads. Cawley, Dreiling, Walcott. Moore, Disla, Morabell, Gutierrez, Moeller, and Figueroa. Zach Fruit gets the start for the Aberdeen Ironbirds. Zach Fruit, a right-hander, 6'4" tall, out of Ypsilanti, Michigan, a ninth-round pick out of Troy back in 2023, comes into this contest, 2-3 record on the year, a 3.24 ERA. He's making his 16th start in the season, 80 2/3 innings pitched, 60 hits allowed, 32 runs, 29 earned, 40 walks, 87 strikeouts, a 2.05 average against for Zach Fruit. We come back on the other side of the timeout. We'll take a look around the South Atlantic League this evening for a full slate and then some of action. And then we'll take a look at three major league games of note that we'll uncover on the other side of the break. This is the Hickory Crawdads pregame show. We'll be back in just a moment. It's all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more? The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love, who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead, and who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net.
This is Chad Comer, manager of your Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Crawdads Radio Network.
Back here at LP Friends Stadium on this Tuesday night. So glad that you could join us on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. Also, for those of you tuning in on MILB.TV and the Bally Live app, we're so glad that you could join us for the first of the six-game series. The first five games of the series, all 7 o'clock starts. Tuesday through Saturday, we'll play at 7. Weather permitting, of course. They do have hurricane or tropical depression, Debbie, that's rolling through the southeast. Rain will get here eventually in some measure in the uniform. How much and will it disrupt play is anybody's guess at this moment. But for now, we're scheduled 5 consecutive games at 7 o'clock Tuesday through Saturday. The Sunday matinee game will be a 2 o'clock start between these two clubs. South Atlantic League action today, a full slate of action and then some. Bowling Green in Asheville, they're playing effectively a doubleheader at McCormick Field. The first game is a suspended game that they're resuming, with Bowling Green being the home team. That got started at 4:30. I'll be updating the score a little bit later on. Then they'll have the second game tonight soon after, as they'll finish off that contest with Asheville going back to being the home team. Rome takes on Greensboro tonight in the Gate City. Jersey Shore takes on Wilmington. Hudson Valley takes on the Brooklyn Cyclones. And then in Winston-Salem, the Greenville Drive will travel to Winston-Salem to take on the Dash in a six-game series. As it stands in the South Atlantic League South Division right now, Bowling Green has a half-game lead on Greenville. So much of the difference, the half-game difference, will be decided this evening between those two clubs, as well as the Hickory Crawdads. They are 3.5 back of the Bowling Green Hot Rods. So we take a look at Major League action today. 3 games of note. Baltimore will be taking on Toronto. We always keep track of the parent club of the opposition for the week. That'll be the Baltimore Orioles taking on Toronto at 7:07 tonight. Grayson Rodriguez will take on Chris Bassett from Rogers Center. Houston will take on Texas this evening. Josh Smith walked it off for the Rangers last night. They'll face off at 8:05. Framber Valdez gets the ball for the Astros. Tyler Malley will be making his first start for the Rangers this evening. That game starts at 8:05. At 7:20 tonight, the Milwaukee Brewers will be taking on the Atlanta Braves. As Colin Ray gets the ball for the Brew Crew, they'll be taking on Bryce Elder, as Bryce Elder just got called back up from Gwinnett yesterday to fill a roster spot for tonight's start. So that's the look around Major League Baseball with our games of interest, the full South Atlantic League schedule. We'll update those throughout the course of tonight's action, and then, of course, we'll take a final look at our scoreboard during the Black Tie Transportation post-game show. When we come back on the other side of the break, we'll be ready for first pitch action as Zach Fruit has the ball for Aberdeen, taking on Paul Bonzagni this Tuesday night here in the Unifor. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You are listening to the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Make sure that you're at LP Franz Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Franz Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball. Abide by the claw.
Hi, this is Caitlin Clark of the Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. Abide by the claw, y'all.
Baseball fans, you are listening to the Crawdads Radio Network, brought to you by Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, People's Bank, Wyndham Rewards, the Bally Live app, and Black Tie Transportation. We take you now to the Sunbelt Rentals radio booth. It's time for Crawdads Baseball on the Crawdads Radio Network.
And good evening. We welcome you to LP Franz Stadium in Hickory, North Carolina for a little South Atlantic League baseball on a Tuesday night between the Aberdeen Ironbirds as they take on your Hickory Crawdads. Brian Rushing here inside the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth. So glad that you could join us for what's going to be a very intriguing series. This is a Hickory Crawdads club that is very much in the thick of the South Atlantic League's South Division second half race. 3.5 games back of the Bowling Green Hot Rods. The Hot Rods play 7 games in Asheville this week against the Asheville Tourist, as there are 3 teams separated by those 3.5 games. The other team, the Greenville Drive, they're going to be taking on Winston-Salem throughout the course of this week. So every game matters as we get into the final stages of this 2024 regular season. Who is going to play the Rome Emperors in the South Division Championship Series? We'll be finding out over the course of this next month here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. Paul Bonzagni gets the start tonight against the Aberdeen Ironbirds. The Aberdeen Ironbirds come in with a 19-17 second half record. They find themselves just 1 game back of Greensboro and Hudson Valley. Greensboro started out a house on fire in the second half of the season. They've already clinched the first half. If you look at the overall standings, they've got a 5.5 game lead on Jersey Shore overall, but that matters not in this situation. Those 3 teams, Hudson Valley, Aberdeen, and Greensboro, all vying for the second half title. Now, Greensboro has a different rationale for going after the second half title than the other 2 teams. Hudson Valley and Aberdeen very much playing for their playoff lives over the course of the next 30 games. As Enrique Bradfield, Elio Prado, and Tavian Josenberger will face off against Paul Bonzagni. Bonzagni, making his first start for the Crawdads after a 4-1 record for Down East. As the first pitch is taken for a ball at 7:04 this evening. So glad that you could be here with us on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. Bonzagni misses inside. The count goes to 2-0. Temperature at the start of the action this evening, 80 degrees. It's the pitch from Bonzagni, taken for a strike. We'll get to the defensive alignments and what the teams are wearing here in just a moment. Enrique Bradfield, 275 hitter on the season with 3 homers and 25 RBI. So the pitch from Bonzagni misses outside. Count goes to 3-1. Bradfield, left-handed batter, 6 foot 1 inches tall out of Pembroke Pines, Florida. First round pick last year out of Vanderbilt. So the pitch catches the outside edge. Bradfield thought he had had a walk, but he's going to go have to pick up his bat again. So the count now runs full. Bonzagni, 63 2/3 innings in Kinston, North Carolina for the Wood Ducks. 3.68 ERA. Here's the payoff pitch from Bonzagni. That ball drilled out to center field. Anthony Gutierrez comes on to make the catch, and there's one down here in the first inning. The defensive alignment for the Hickory Crawdads. Dylan Dreiling making his first start for the Dads. He's in left field. Gutierrez in center field. Jason Morabell over in right. Glider Figueroa over at third base. Sebastian Walcott, the shortstop. Cam Cawley at second. Arturo Disla is over at first. Ian Moeller is the catcher. As the next batter up, fouls the pitch straight back. That's Elio Prado, designated hitter, a 224 hitter. 3 homers, 27 RBI. Bonzagni, that ball. Hit over to second base. Cam Cawley will field it. Gets it over to Disla, and there's quickly two down. Aberdeen wearing their powder blue uniform today, both the jersey and the pants. For those of you that have been around the game of baseball for quite some time, remember the old Minnesota Twins powder blue uniforms? Well, that's how far they go back. That's the kind of look they have. Now, the trim colors are different. It's orange, a little navy blue, okay, that kind of thing. They almost look like they could pass for old Tidewater Tides uniforms, which is not that far away from Aberdeen, Maryland. They wear the powder blue hats with the Iron Bird on the front, which is a plane. It's the pitch cut on and missed by Tavian Josenberger, a 223 hitter with 7 homers and 35 RBI. This club likes to run. If you weren't with me in the pregame show, 294 stolen bases for this Iron Birds club. They were built for speed. As Josenberger is going to roll that one down the first baseline. Is it going to go foul? It's not. It's going to stay fair. Sometimes the way the field works, as the baselines will push out to foul territory. In that particular situation, no such fortune for the Hickory Crawdads. That's a fair ball, a swinging bunt single for Tavian Josenberger. And now the fun begins. Josenberger with 42 stolen bases on the season. Bonzagni will be facing off against Reed Trimble as that pitch misses down. This is going to be a very stiff test of the run defense for this Hickory Crawdads club. You know it coming in. As soon as you see Aberdeen on the schedule, you know this is what you're going to be in for. It's going to create immense pressure on the pitcher to hold the runner. It's going to create some pressure on Ian Moeller or whoever's catching to try to get that much of an advantage to try to get the throw off. As the pitch misses inside, count goes to 2-0. And naturally, if you're going to put that type of pressure on a defense, sometimes the defense can fold. create mistakes that they ordinarily wouldn't commit. The 2-0 offering. Side ball is going to be fouled off over to the third base side. Crawdads this evening wearing the black jerseys. Dads across the chest in white. Red numbers on the lower left rib cage. Numbers in white on the back. The white pants with the black socks, the black belts. They're wearing the black hat with the red bill with the baseball inside the claw. So they'll throw over to first. There's two down here in the top of the first inning. Weather permitting, we'll get six games in this week. Bonzagni looks in. The throw down to second on the stolen base attempt is going to be a little late. Josenberger has himself his 43rd stolen base of the season. 295 for the club. In my baseball experience, I've never seen anything like this in affiliated ball. A team that is top to bottom as good running the bases, stealing bases, as this Ironbirds club. It's the breaking ball. Misses up. The count goes full. So Tavion Josenberger down at second base. A payoff pitch forforthcoming to Reed Trimble, a 252 hitter with three homers and 23 RBI. The pitch cut on and missed. Paul Bonzagni has his first strikeout as a Hickory Crawdads pitcher. That retires the side. A runner left on base on a swinging bunt single takes us to the bottom of the first inning. We'll be back with the Crawdads coming to hit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? hickorycrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th to LP Fran Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Fran Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Bottom of the first inning, Cam Cawley to lead things off for the Hickory Crawdads. Cawley wrapped up his weekend pretty nicely. Home runs on Saturday and Sunday. So face off against Zach Fruit. Fruit a 2-3 record on the year with a 3.24 ERA. Facing off against Cam Cawley, followed by Dylan Dreiling, Sebastian Walcott, middle third of the order, Malcolm Moore, Arturo Disla, and Jason Morbell. Cawley's going to call time and step out of the box, so he's used his timeout already. Bottom third of the order, Anthony Gutierrez, Ian Moeller, and Glider Figueroa. Zach Fruit working pretty much out of a set position, even with nobody on, as the elevated fastball at 96 cut on and missed. Making a 16th start on the season. 80 and two-thirds innings pitched with 87 strikeouts. That'll give you an idea of what he can do on the bump. That pitch misses way in. Count goes to 1-2. The pitch taken down the middle. Cam Cauley looks out, strikes out looking. So there's one down here in the first inning, and that brings up Dylan Dreiling. Dylan Dreiling was the team's second-round pick this year. After winning the MVP of the College World Series for the University of Tennessee Volunteers, winning that series over Texas A&M to claim the crown. So the pitch misses down. Dreiling this season for the Volunteers, 23 home runs. So the pitch from Fruit misses outside. Here on this cloudy evening, no breeze to speak of here at the ballpark. It is really kind of just a balmy kind of humid condition, almost tropical. As Dreiling lifts that ball out to left center field. It's twisting out toward the left fielder, Tavion Josenberger. He'll make the catch. And there's two down in the inning. That'll bring up Sebastian Walcott. Sebastian Walcott had a big series up in Aberdeen against the Ironbirds. He certainly liked the confines of the facility out there. As that ball's driven over the head of Bradfield, it's going to get down for extra bases. Sebastian Walcott's going to round second, and he's going to head for third. The throw into third is going to be offline, and Sebastian Walcott catches Bradfield playing in tight. He burns him. It's a triple with two down in the inning, and that's going to bring up Malcolm Moore. Sebastian Walcott just simply continues the progression of a professional hitter as he's just simply getting better and better. That ball was hit right on the nose. Bradfield was not going to track that one down. That brings up Malcolm Moore. Malcolm Moore played his college baseball at Stanford University for the Cardinal. Strangely enough, now the Stanford Cardinal, a member of the Atlantic Coast Conference. Certainly nothing Atlantic about Stanford, but I digress. The pitch taken for a strike. Malcolm Moore, as a college player for Stanford, 118 games played, a .288 career average there in Palo Alto, 31 homers and 99 runs driven in that time, playing for the Cardinals. The pitch from Fruit, 0-2, just misses. Got to the ballpark, got the news upon arrival that there was going to be a shakeup in the roster and that the first two picks in the Rangers draft this year, the first and second round pick, well, they would be joining us today. As that pitch catches the outside edge, Malcolm Moore is a strikeout victim looking. That's two for Fruit in the inning. And we've played a full frame here in Hickory. Scoreless ball game. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Top of the second inning. Here at LP Franz Stadium, so glad you could be with us on this evening. It's Carter Young will lead off, followed by Adam Retzbach and Aaron Estrada. It's Paul Vanzagni on for his second inning. Gave up a swinging bunt single. That was all he allowed. He also struck out a batter. Is he making his first trip up the hill for the Crawdads in 2024? It's the pitch cut on and missed. Carter Young, a 204 hitter with 5 homers, 35 RBI. 0-2 count. I mentioned that we would be keeping track of scores from around the South Atlantic League and specific games in Major League Baseball. As the pitch from Vanzagni misses down and in. We do have two finals already in the books. One is a postponement. The game between Hudson Valley and Brooklyn, it was washed out tonight. They're going to try to play two tomorrow. Asheville and Bowling Green, they've already wrapped up their first game that actually was a home game for the Hot Rods. They would win that game against the Tourist 13-6. The pitch cut on and missed. Carter Young, a strikeout victim. Back-to-back strikeouts going back into the first inning for Vanzagni. One down, and that's going to bring up Adam Retzbach. Retzbach, 6'4 right-handed batter out of Greenfield Township, Pennsylvania. 14th round pick out of Lehigh. It's the breaking ball taken for a strike. Paul Vanzagni, 6'3", 180-pound right-hander out of Grapevine, Texas. Young man played his college baseball in Carbondale, Illinois for SIU, the Salukis. Vanzagni, the 0-2. This is outside at 96 miles an hour. Retzbach, a 187 hitter with 6 homers, 35 RBI. Neither of these clubs have prodigious numbers as it relates to power. Aberdeen comes in having slugged only 71 home runs on the season. Hickory just a few less with 66. The last time these two clubs faced off against one another, Aberdeen would overcome an 8-0 deficit to win 15-12 in the finale. A 7 spot in the 7th inning really created the separation for the two clubs. In that game, Aberdeen hit 3 home runs in the contest. It's the pitch. Hit back up the middle. Walcott fields it. The flip across to Diesla. And there's two down in the inning. And that'll bring up Aaron Estrada. Estrada brand new to the club. Wearing number 46 for the Aberdeen Ironbirds. Estrada, 5'8 switch hitter out of Venezuela, free agent from back in 2022. Of course, this is the last time that these two clubs will face off against one another. The Hickory Crawdads will be making their way to the Carolina League. They'll be swapping out their rivalry with Aberdeen, the Baltimore Orioles High A affiliate, and they'll be swapping it out for a very familiar foe in the Delmarva Shorebirds out of Salisbury, Maryland. As that ball bounced out to second, Cauley Fields gets it over to Diesla. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Paul Bonzagni. We played an inning and a half here in Hickory. Scoreless ball game. We'll be back in just a bit. Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? HickoryCrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? HickoryCrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Make sure that you're at LP Friends Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Friends Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Hi, this is Maggie Hartnett of the Hickory Crawdads, and you are listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. Abide by the claw, y'all.
Bottom of the second inning, Arturo Diesla will lead things off here against Zach Fruit. Diesla, 333 hitter, 6 hits in 18 at-bats, 1 home run, 3 RBI. The first pitch from Fruit misses high to Arturo Diesla. He joined the club early in the week over in Asheville. Diesla out of the Dominican Republic, a non-drafted free agent from last year. So Diesla is going to foul that pitch off. As of course, there was lots of player movement over the last week plus for the Hickory Crawdads roster. Zach Fruit, the 2-1 pitch coming to Diesla. Fastball taken on the outer third for strike two to even the count. Diesla's going to be getting a good bit of the reps at first base, I would imagine, for the short term. Quincy Scott could play there. You notice that Dylan Dreiling was wearing number 8 as that ball's lifted out to right field. Drifting over is Reed Trimble. He'll make the catch on the track as it was hit a little farther than I initially anticipated. It's one down in the inning. Tucker Mitchell came back from injury, wore 3 separate numbers before finally getting back to number 8. And then no sooner than they put him in number 8, he gets shipped to Frisco, gets a promotion to Double A. So congratulations to Tucker Mitchell, but he's no longer wearing 8. He's wearing 28 for the Rough Riders. It's the pitch to Jason Morabell, taken for strike one. Morabell, a 207 hitter with 6 homers and 39 RBI. It's Diesla. I should say Morabell takes strike two. Morabell and Walcott did not play on Sunday in that 4-3 loss. It's Morabell. Swings and misses. There's 2 down in the inning. It's the third strikeout for Zach Fruit. That's going to bring up Anthony Gutierrez. course, I was in Asheville for the three games. Anthony Gutierrez did not play in either of those three contests. So it's good to see him back in the lineup. Gutierrez, a .244 hitter, one home run, 18 RBI on the season. Of course, he got that one home run in the series against the Greenville Drive. A series that the Drive won the middle four games in that set. Hickory won on Tuesday. They won on Sunday. The Drive had their way with the Crawdads in the middle. One ball, one strike count to Gutierrez. The pitch from Fruit fouled into the mitt of the catcher, Adam Retzbach. That defensive alignment for Aberdeen, Tavian Josenberger is in left field, Enrique Bradfield in center, Reed Trimble over in right, Jalen Vasquez at third base, Carter Young at short, Aaron Estrada at second, Anderson De Los Santos at first, Retzbach behind home plate. Is that ball fouled back to the screen? It's the count, one ball and two strikes. Zach Fruit has the sign, delivers. That pitch misses down, apparently. Kaz Cousins, the home plate umpire this evening, Connor McKenna, is on the bases. So they'll be alternating throughout the week. With an awful lot of uncertainty as to what might happen with the weather, as Gutierrez takes that breaking ball, is able to drive it out in the left field, he's going to have himself a two-out single. It's the second hit for the Crawdads, and that brings up Ian Moeller. Ian Moeller has an active streak of 21 consecutive games having reached base. That is second only to Mikey Romero in the South Atlantic League right now. Romero has a 23-game active on-base streak. And Moeller's not the only guy wearing a Crawdads uniform that's put together a good string of reaching base. So the pitch misses down. Quincy Scott has reached base in 10 consecutive contests, as has Connor Piotto. William Bergoglio has a streak of 14 games. What's more intriguing is that he's done it with two teams, as he was dealt from the Phillies at the deadline and was assigned to another team in the South Atlantic League. As Moeller drives it through the left side of the infield, that's going to make it 22 for Ian Moeller. Back-to-back knocks for the Crawdads. We'll put runners at first and second as Glider Figueroa will step to the plate. Figueroa, 202 hitter on the season with 6 homers, 12 RBI. Glider Figueroa had 3 hits in that 10-6 loss to the Asheville Tourist on Friday night. Figueroa went 1-for-5 in the contest as he closed out the game in the ninth inning with the strikeout, as the Asheville Tourist were able to salvage the final game in the series. A game that the Crawdads honestly could have won. Figueroa takes the pitch outside. The count goes to 2-0. One of the things that I've been noticing that's a bit trendy, and right now I don't, all of this is anecdotal. I'm going to be able to research this a little bit deeper into the week, but this has been a Crawdads club as of late that's had really good success early in the game, scoring runs, but have had some difficulty from the fifth inning on, trying to really generate offense in big, big numbers. Figueroa waits on the 3-0. As that pitch misses down, now the bases are loaded for Cam Cauley. As Zach Fruit surrenders his first walk of the ball game, and that loads the bases for Cam Cauley. And Cam Cauley has been seeing the baseball pretty well as of late. And that's going to prompt a meeting on the mound as Jordy Henry is going to go out and have a conversation with his right-hander. Zach Fruit, a right-hander out of Ypsilanti, Michigan, a ninth-round pick out of Troy, down in the Sun Belt Conference. Recently, folks in this area, they love their App State Mountaineers. There's no question about it. Well, App State made their way into the Sun Belt Conference. It's Kermit Smith and his crew take on Troy from time to time. So Cam Cauley will step to the plate with two down in the inning. It started out very innocuously for the Crawdads. A fly out to right by Diesla, a strikeout of Jason Morbell. Gutierrez singled. Moeller followed that up with a single, and now a walk from Figueroa has loaded the bases for Cam Cauley. As Cauley takes a first pitch down. Here on this Dollar Dog Tuesday at the ballpark. It's the pitch taken right down LR Boulevard for strike one. Count evens at 1-1. Fruit has been sitting at 96 with his fastball. Paul Bonzagni has been very much in the same spot as far as velocity standpoint. It's the 1-1. Cauley's going to lift that one up and into the concourse area over on the first base side. Here at this ballpark, it's a symmetrical yard outfield wall. 332 down each line, 376 in the gaps, 400 in dead center. Of all the stops that I've made in the South Atlantic League, both as a fan and as a broadcaster, this is about as fair a ballpark as you're going to get. Not really a lot of surprises here as the pitch misses outside. The count evens at 2-2. Of course, at McCormick Field, the right side plays very differently from the left side. If you listen to any of the broadcast, I was able to describe that in great detail. Winston-Salem has some idiosyncrasies to their outfield. First National Bank in Greensboro, it's just a hitter's paradise. If you can go gap to gap, you can really get a lot of production. Then, of course, in Greenville, you've just got the Green Monster. But here at LP Franz Stadium, it's very fair. The 3-2 to Cauley. As he chops that one over to shortstop, it's fielded by Carter Young to throw across in time to De Los Santos. The Crawdads leave three on. We've played two innings. Here in the uniform, we're scoreless on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be right back. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
the Hickory Crawdads, and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th, to LP Fran Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Fran Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Top of the third inning. So it'll be Anderson De Los Santos, Jalen Vasquez, and Enrique Bradfield to bat here for the Aberdeen Ironbirds. It's Anderson De Los Santos making his initial start for Aberdeen. In fact, his photo on the video board is that of the Delmarva Shorebirds. Which, again, the Orioles taking advantage of the very close proximity to many of their affiliates within their system. That's becoming more and more of a trend in Major League Baseball. As next year, the Texas Rangers A and High A clubs are going to be even closer to each other than they are now. Probably separated by about an hour and a half. As that ball bounced out to Walcott. Walcott with a big throw in time to Diesla. And there's one down in the third. As Sebastian Walcott showing off that plenty good arm out in very shallow left center field. As that brings up Jalen Vasquez. Vasquez, 216 hitter with three homers and 24 RBI. Manzagni has that pitch lifted out to the edge of the infield dirt. It's fielded by Walcott, and there's quickly two down here in the third inning. That'll bring up Enrique Bradfield. Bradfield hit a sinking line drive out to center field, but it was played well by Anthony Gutierrez for the first out of the ballgame. Bonzagni, the breaking ball, catches the outer third. Bonzagni, in 63 and two-thirds innings pitched, allowed just 23 walks, a 216 average against. So this guy's had a propensity for being around the plate. Recently promoted player Cole Drake has had very much that same level of success. His numbers have actually looked better for Hickory than maybe they were in down east. It's the pitch. Misses outside. Count goes to 2-1. Enrique Bradfield with 55 stolen bases. That's getting it done. The 2-1. Bradfield lifts it high. Over toward the Crawdads dugout, it's going to make its way into the seats. And fortunately, that young man decided to lean forward, or else he may have been the victim of a bruise. Because that baseball was coming down pretty heavily. Two ball, two strike count to Bradfield. Bonzagni trying to make it two consecutive innings of 1-2-3 action. He gets that strikeout of Bradfield. It's the third punch out of the ball game for the right-hander. We've played 2.5 innings here at LP Fran Stadium. We're scoreless here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you. And we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hi, this is Alex Cook of the Hickory Crawdads, and you are listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. And now, back to Brian Rushen in the Sunbelt Reynolds broadcast booth.
Dylan Dreiling to lead things off here in the bottom of the third inning. As Dreiling, in his first at-bat wearing a Hickory Crawdads uniform, flew out to left field. Zach Fruit with the fastball at 94 down the middle. Dylan Dreiling out of Hayes, Kansas. As the pitch misses down. If memory serves, and it's been known to falter from time to time, but when I think of Dreiling and the state of Kansas, that ball bounced up the middle. The play at second base made by Estrada, but he can't get it on the exchange over to first. They're going to give Dylan Dreiling a hit. It's his first hit as a Hickory Crawdads player, an infield single. That's the fourth hit of the game for the Crawdads, and he's on at first base. And that'll bring up Sebastian Walcott. As Walcott takes a first pitch strike. Fruit throws over to first. Dylan Dreiling over at first, dives back in. This is for some of the old heads that follow college basketball from back in the early days of ESPN. When you think of Dreiling and the state of Kansas like I do, what would you possibly think of? Well, if you're like me, Greg Dreiling. Greg Dreiling played college basketball at Kansas University for the Jayhawks. Now, this is something I didn't even know, is that before he went to Kansas, he spent a year at Wichita State playing for the Shockers. Was not aware of that one. Greg Dreiling, of course, would go on to play in the NBA with the Indiana Pacers. The pitch. Sebastian Walcott lasers it out to left field. Back-to-back hits for the Crawdads again. This time with nobody out, we'll see what they can do with it. Dreiling cruises into second. Sebastian Walcott's got himself a multi-hit ball game yet again. That's going to bring up Malcolm Moore. Malcolm Moore struck out looking his last time. to the plate. There's Fruit, misses outside. So Dreiling down at second, Walcott over at first. Crawdads very early in this contest have five hits, but they have nothing to show for it on the runs line. Maybe they can change that here. It's the pitch to Moore, misses. Count goes to 2-0. Malcolm Moore, picked 30th by the Texas Rangers in this year's draft. The 2-0. This is outside. The count goes to 3-0. Arturo Disla is on deck. Moore, a left-handed batter out of Sacramento, California. He's hacking at 3-0, fouls it straight back. Malcolm Moore, a 6'2", 215-pound left-handed hitting, right-handed throwing catcher, getting the start at DH in this ballgame. Here's the pitch. Moore back up the middle. Fielded at second by Estrada. Young tries to go to first with it. De Los Santos can't come away with it. Dylan Dreiling's going to score. Sebastian Walcott is forced at second. Malcolm Moore is going to get to second on the throwing error. There will not be an RBI for Moore in that circumstance. He reaches on the fielder's choice. The error from the shortstop, Carter Young, puts him at second base, and the Crawdads have a 1-0 advantage, and that brings up Arturo Disla. Disla fouls it off over toward the on-deck circle on the first base side. Aberdeen, they occupy the first base dugout. The Crawdads over on the third base side. So the Crawdads with the 1-0 advantage off of the fielder's choice of Malcolm Moore. The throwing error from Carter Young was what eventually got Dylan Dreiling home. The pitch, Disla trying to attack up and out of the zone. 95 miles an hour, comes up empty. The count 0-2. In just a moment, I'm going to make the broadcast interactive, give you a few ways you can reach out to me throughout the entirety of this broadcast. As Malcolm Moore takes his lead down at second. The 0-2 to Disla. Disla fouls it straight back. If you want to reach out to me by way of social media, there is a couple ways in which you can do so. One is Instagram. The other is X or Twitter, whatever you prefer to call it. You can find me at WhatsApp B-Rush PXP. At WhatsApp B-Rush PXP, if you would, send me a follow. If you're not a robot, I will follow you back. As Disla drives that ball sharply out to left field, Moore's going to have to hold it third. I'm not necessarily privy to the exit velos off the bat when I'm here in the booth, but I'll tell you this. Arturo Disla hits the ball as hard as anybody. That ball was rifled over the head of Carter Young. It's the third hit of the inning for the Crawdads. And that'll bring up Jason Morabell. Moore does stop at third. So, again, you can find me at WhatsApp B-Rush PXP on Instagram or X or Twitter. As Morabell's going to lift the pitch foul over to the third base side, up and out of play. If you want to find me by way of email, that's even easier. Brush, B-R-U-S-H, at hickorycrawdads.com. It's real simple. If you want to let me know that you're tuning in tonight as Morbell swings and misses, you want to let me know where you're tuning in from, I would be happy to say hello to you, give you a shout-out, all of the requisite greetings and salutations that you're deserving. If you've got a question for me, I would be happy to field the question, get you as good an answer as I can possibly come up with. The pitch to Morbell. That ball's lifted into center field. Enrique Bradfield's going to charge it. The throw to the plate. Moore's trying to get there. It's going to get away from the catcher, Adam Retzbach. Diesel is going to scamper into second, and it's 2-0 in favor of the Crawdads. As Malcolm Moore will score on the sacrifice fly from Jason Morbell. He will get credit for an RBI. They are going to give Retzbach an error on fielding the baseball, allowing Diesla to get over to second. So that's the second error of the inning for the Ironbirds, making it 2-0 in favor of Hickory. There is two down in the inning. It's Gutierrez who whistled a pitch, a breaking pitch out to left field, for a single in the second inning. Gutierrez, 0-2 count. Zach Fruit trying to get out of the inning with no further damage done. Diesel, the runner, down at second. As Gutierrez lifts that out in the shallow left field. Will it get down? It will get down, and Diesel is going to score to make it 3-0. As Gutierrez hit it off the end of the bat, and it was able to fall in an equidistant fashion from the shortstop Carter Young and the charging Davian Josenberger, to make it a 3-0 ball game. And now Anthony Gutierrez has himself a multi-hit ball game thanks to that RBI dying quail. As with it being a 3-0 lead now, Ian Moeller will step to the plate. He singled his first time up. And Gutierrez is going to steal a base. If there's anybody on the Crawdads roster that looks the part of an Aberdeen Ironbird statistically as it relates to stolen bases, well, that would certainly be Anthony Gutierrez. Gutierrez has his 29th steal of the year in his 33rd attempt, as he stole that one on Fruit. So the pitch misses inside to Moeller. A three spot for the Crawdads. Bully. Smoller takes the pitch down. Count goes to 3-0. I think even the scoreboard operator had some hesitation there, thinking that that was going to be called a strike. It was not. Fruit, the 3-0, taken down, and Moeller is going to reach again with a base on balls. That's the second free pass allowed by Zach Fruit. And with runners now at first and second, that'll bring up Glider Figueroa. So the Crawdads have had a number of players reach base in this contest. And Zach Fruit, who started seemingly so in command in the first inning, has had some difficulties here in innings 2 and 3. He was able to wiggle off the hook in inning 2, but the Crawdads have gotten to him with a 3-spot here in the third inning. So So that visit is about to come to a close. I can update some scores from around Major League Baseball. Top of the fourth inning, Baltimore north of the border in Toronto. It's a scoreless game there. So the Brewers have a 4-0 lead on Atlanta, top of the third inning. They're playing down in Atlanta. And, of course, the Rangers and the Astros from Arlington not quite getting started. They'll throw down to second. Gutierrez getting back behind the throw. As Carter Young tried to sneak in behind him. The Hickory Crawdads, they have a penchant for stealing bases as well, just not in the same quantity. As Figueroa's going to bust his bat, the play made at second by Estrada, gets it to De Los Santos. And that'll retire the side, but not before the Crawdads plate three runs. We're through three here in the Unifor, a 3-0 lead for Hickory. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Top of the fourth inning. The Crawdads put up a three spot. They have a three-run lead for Paul Bonzagni. Bonzagni face off against Elio Prado, Josenberger, and Trimble. 2-3-4 in the order. Fastball right down the middle. And it's an imperative here for Bonzagni to make the three spot stand up. Aberdeen's going to want to try to see if they can at least counter with something in this inning. If he shuts him down in the fourth, that's great news. That ball's going to be fouled at the plate. Count goes to 0-2. The breaking ball, driven out to left field, drifting back is Dreiling, and that ball is up and over the wall for a solo home run from Elio Prado. It's his fourth of the season. As the breaking ball, Prado was able to get out in front of it and drive the ball to left field, and it made its way just over the Lowe's Food sign. As Aberdeen is now on the board, they trail 3-1. I would imagine that breaking ball got a little more of the plate than Bonzagni really wanted it to. And Prado was able to just lift it out just enough for a home run. It's the breaking ball for a strike to Josenberger. Josenberger had a swinging bunt single down the first baseline that probably hugged the chalk for about 20 feet before finally moving into fair territory by about a foot and a half. As the fastball at 95 works the count to 0-2. The pitch. That one's driven out to right field. Is it going to stay in the yard? Morabell giving chase. He's going to make the catch just in front of the bullpen seats in the right field corner. Didn't quite have enough distance to get out, and it didn't go far enough foul to get into the bullpen. Morabell makes a great catch there, and there's one down in the fourth. And that brings up Reed Trimble, who struck out his first time up. Big weekend for the Crawdads. Or should I say another name? As Trimble's going to roll that one foul over to the first base side. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of this week, the Hickory Crawdads put away their black and red uniforms and they transform into, wait for it, the Hickory Dickory Docks. If you watch SportsCenter this weekend, it made Minor League Baseball Promotion of the Week for the guys on SportsCenter. I mean, if you were ever going to have an alternate identity and your first in your city's name is Hickory, is there really another route to take? That ball bounced out to Walcott. Walcott to Diesla in time. There's two down. How much easier does it get? You don't have to be creative there. Hickory Dickory Docks. It sells itself. All the way to the clock being set at not 1, but 828, which is the area code for the uniform, 828. That's next level. That's a good job there. Oh, Chad Comer. The ball bunted into the Hickory dugout. Chad Comer got up on the top step, got on his tippy toes, and made a great play. Still has the hands. Carter Young, he struck out his only time at the plate. That ball is going to be rolled foul into the Aberdeen dugout. The pitch from Manzagni misses down. These two teams played six games in Aberdeen, Maryland in the middle of June. June 11th, Hickory got a 5-2 win with three runs in the ninth inning. As Jacob Matone got the win, it was his first win of the year. So that ball is driven deep to right field, and that ball is out well beyond the App State sign in right field. Carter Young has made it a 3-2 ball game. For Carter Young, that's home run number 6 of the year, and it's made it a 1-run ball game. On Wednesday night, Aberdeen would come back and win 8-2 to even the series. They would follow up on Thursday with an 8-6 win. They would win on Friday night 6-4 with two runs in the seventh. Hickory would win on Saturday to make it a 3-2 series lead for the Ironbirds. And then they would actually, on that Sunday, June 16th, they went midway through the fourth inning with an 8-0 lead before ultimately losing 15-12, 7-run seventh inning for Aberdeen as Bonzagni misses as the ball gets to the backstop. So a pair of solo home runs here in the fourth inning for the Ironbirds have cut the lead down to 1. As the sun beginning to pop out a little bit, as Julio Valdez will go out and have a conversation with his right-hander. So we do have rain that is in the forecast. tropical depression, tropical storm, hurricane. Debbie is going to be going over the water at some point and probably making landfall again somewhere near Charleston, South Carolina. And in doing so, it's going to be pushing some moisture into North Carolina. In fact, North Carolina has declared a state of emergency, in particular the eastern part of the state. That's where they're going to get a lot of the rainfall. Could it get into this part of North Carolina? Yes, it could. In fact, probably will. How much? Yet to be seen. As the pitch catches the outside edge, count goes to 2-1. Adam Retzbach grounded out to shortstop, his only time up. The 2-1. Cut on and missed at 92 miles an hour. Count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. The bulk of the rain is supposed to roll in Thursday. We could get some bits of it late on Wednesday if it follows its course right now. It's the slider. Cut on and missed. Retzbach strikes out. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Two solo shots for Aberdeen has made it a 3-2 ball game. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more? The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love, who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead, and who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net.
This is Chad Comer, manager of your Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Crawdads Radio Network.
Bottom of the fourth inning, a 3-2 lead for the Crawdads. Cam Cawley will lead things off, followed by Dylan Dreiling and Sebastian Walcott against a new pitcher, Nick Avila. As Cawley fouls it straight back off the screen, Avila is on a rehab assignment. Nick Avila is placed on waivers back in June of 2024. He was picked up by the Orioles organization, which is why he's making a rehab stop here in Aberdeen. Last played for the Sacramento River Cats of the San Francisco Giants organization. So the breaking ball catches the outside edge. Works the count to 1-2. Did get some activity on Twitter and X just a moment ago. Also got an email. We'll get to those here in just a moment. As Cawley fouls the pitch straight back. It's the breaking ball. Misses outside. Count evens at 2-2. Started out this afternoon really, really cloudy here at the ballpark. It's actually over in on the third base side, which is where the sun sets to the west. It's actually turned a little bit blue, and we actually see some flecks of sunshine off the walls. That ball's going to be lifted out into right center field. Cam Cawley's going to have himself a base knock. It's the eighth hit for the Crawdads in the game. That ball got in on his hands a little bit, but he was able to fight it off over the head of the second baseman, Aaron Estrada. And he has himself a leadoff single. That brings up Dylan Dreiling. Dreiling, his last time up, got an infield single. Aaron Estrada came in charging to try to field the baseball, but on the exchange, lost the handle. Dreiling was credited with a single. He would eventually score one of the three runs back in the third. Cawley's going to break for the on the pitch, and the throw down to second, not in time. Cawley has himself a stolen base. Nick Avila has made his fifth appearance for the Aberdeen Ironbirds. Even made a start. Five innings, four hits, one run. It was earned. He walked a batter and struck out two. A 2.22 average against. Nick Avila out of Modesto, California. 6'4 right-hander. So I want to say hello this evening to Abby and Matt Ashburn from Parker, Colorado, tuning in this evening. Thank you so much, guys, for making us a part of your Tuesday night. So happy to have you aboard. So we get folks from all over the country that tune into these games, and when folks reach out to me by way of email, I just have to acknowledge them for tuning in. Thank you. It's the pitch misses inside to Dylan Dreiling. Two ball, one strike count. Cam Cawley down at second with a single and a stolen base. 3-2 lead for the Crawdads. Here's the pitch poured right down the middle. Count evens at 2-2. If you would like to send me an email this evening, you can do so. Brush, B-R-U-S-H, at hickorycrawdads.com. I'll certainly say hello to you over the air. And the crowd doing their usual call for a balk, whether or not one would be warranted. The count stays at 2-2. Dreiling waits. Avila delivers. Dreiling held up, or did he? He did. It's Connor McKenna on appeal, said he did not commit to the swing. So the count runs full. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, misses down. Dreiling draws a walk. And that brings up Sebastian Walcott. And at this point, things look very favorably for the Crawdads. They have a 3-2 lead here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Sebastian Walcott has a triple and a single. He's halfway to a cycle, and it could be argued he's got the hardest one out of the way. He's got 10 home runs on the season. That ball's going to be flared over the netting and off the bricks, and it'll make its way into the seats. Cawley's going to go. Running in behind him is Dreiling. Dreiling's going to get in safely as well. A double steal. That's four stolen bags for the Crawdads in this ballgame. See, I told you they had it in them. This is a Hickory club that is stolen. There it is. Now 178 stolen bases on the season. As Walcott's going to dribble that one out to Chad Comer. Over on the third base side, foul ground. Again, you think 178 stolen bases over the course of what's now, 102 baseball games? I mean, that's over a stolen base and a half per contest. But it's not even in the same neighborhood as Aberdeen's number. As Walcott swings and misses, they're going to have to complete the out at first. They do so. As Walcott is the first out here in the fourth inning. On what is really a pleasant evening. A little bit of a breeze whipping into the press box now, which I am most grateful for. As Malcolm Moore will step to the plate, he reached on a fielder's choice his last time up. Runners at second and third with one down here in the fourth inning. So the breaking ball to Moore misses. Want to say hello to the Malaris family, Joanne and Jim, tuning in this evening. Joanne asked a phenomenal question. And unfortunately, I don't know that I've got a very affirmative answer. In fact, I asked the same question earlier today, and as it turns out, we're going to stay right where we are. As the pitch misses, the count goes to 2-0. With the hurricane or the tropical storm rolling in over the course of this week, there is a very real possibility it could affect the schedule. So was there any sort of proactive thinking about maybe moving a doubleheader to Tuesday, or I should say Wednesday, in advance? Well, the answer to that question is no. Tomorrow is still a single game scheduled for tomorrow. Now, as we saw last week in Bowling Green and Rome lost some games on their schedule. I think they lost two. It's the pitch to Moore taken for a strike. So effectively, what will happen is this. Let's say that we get a rain out on Thursday. And the next time that we're able to make a game up would be Friday. Well, then we would try to make it up on Friday. As Moore is going to lift that out into shallow center field. Is it going to get caught? It will get caught by the center fielder, Enrique Bradfield. And they're going to double up the runner at second. And the runner does not score from third base. As Dylan Dreiling had wandered off of second base, he got doubled up on the force. Cauley was not able to score from third. So the run never happened. It's going to end the inning with a double play. We've played four innings here at LP Franz Stadium. A 3-2 lead for the Crawdads. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You are listening to the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Make sure that you're at LP Franz Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Franz Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball. Abide by the claw.
Hi, this is Caitlin Clark of the Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. Abide by the claw, y'all.
Top of the fifth inning, Aaron Estrada to lead things off for the Aberdeen Ironbirds here in a 3-2 ball game. The Crawdads struck first with three runs in the third inning. Aberdeen responded immediately with two solo shots in the fourth to really sort of mitigate the impact of that three-run third. It's a single-run ball game as Estrada lifts that ball very high. It's going to make its way into the seats, and I hope nobody's sitting underneath it. That ball is going to ricochet high. It's going to get bobbled by a fan, and now somebody eventually is going to come away with the baseball. Not a sellout crowd here at LP Franz Stadium on a Tuesday night, which is really kind of mind-boggling given that it's a Dollar Dog Tuesday. That has a double connotation. Is that ball bounced over the second base bag. Walcott's got to get rid of it quickly, and he's going to be safe. Aaron Estrada hit a Baltimore chop over the mound. Walcott fielded it and got rid of it quickly. He's got plenty of arm, and Estrada basically beat the baseball to the bag. Is Estrada really fitting the profile? This is a guy that's making his debut with the club tonight. This is a guy that's got some fantastic speed. He's going to fit in with these speed merchants quite well. As Anderson De Los Santos will step to the plate, as the slider misses down. De Los Santos grounded to short, his first time up. Side ball hit off the thumbs. Cauley will field it, the throw to first, not in time. One down in the inning, and that brings up Jalen Vasquez, who popped to short his only time up. I want to say a pleasant good evening to Kim Griffith, checking out the action this evening from Olympia, Washington, part of the Great Northwest. As they'll throw over to first, as Estrada had bounced off like he was going to make his intention to second, and, well, Bonzagni decided to step off and throw over just to chase him back. Here's the pitch, poured over the outer third for strike one. So, Kim Griffith, thank you much for tuning in this evening. Naturally, as soon as we're done here, we'll have the Black Tide Transportation post-game show. And on my hour commute back to the house, I'll be tuning in to the Tigers and the Mariners this evening. Is that pitch taken for a ball outside and getting the stolen base is Aaron Estrada. So he got it standing up. Moeller had no chance of getting a throw off. Get to listen to Rick Riz and Dave Sims, two of my favorite radio broadcasters in all the world. As that pitch misses inside, and obviously you can't think about the Seattle Mariners on radio without thinking Dave Niehaus. I grew up on rye bread and salami. As the pitch poured right down the middle. Two ball, two strike count to Jalen Vasquez with one down here in the top of the fifth inning. Crawdads lead 3-2. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, cut on and missed. Vasquez a strikeout victim. That's the fifth punchy of the ball game for Paul Bonzagni. And that's going to take us back to the top of the order for Enrique Bradfield. Bradfield made a phenomenal defensive play to end the fourth inning as he made a sprawling stop and then had the presence of mind to throw to second to cut off Dylan Dreiling to end the frame. It's Bradfield, 0-for-2 in the game at the plate, but he certainly made his presence known defensively as the pitch misses down. is the sky beyond center field looking airbrushed with a feathery touch. It's the pitch, breaking ball, taken for a strike to even the count at 1-1. The 2-1 offering, cut on and missed. Bradfield has the count even at 2-2. So Paul Bonzagni, one pitch away from getting out of the fifth inning, making his Crawdads debut here in 2024. It's been a night of debuts here at the Ball Yard. Is this Crawdads club looking to make a push here in the final 30 games of the regular season? Bonzagni misses high. Count runs full. With Aaron Estrada's speed, if for some reason Enrique Bradfield is able to dump one in the outfield, it will certainly score Estrada as he's going to go on the crack of the bat. Paul Bonzagni is going to make sure, hopefully, that doesn't happen for all the home folks. That ball's lifted, twisting out of play over on the third base side, and we'll do the payoff pitch once again. Bonzagni, the 3-2 offering. They're going to throw to second. Did he get him? Not quite. Sebastian Walcott thought that he got him. But Estrada had just enough to get underneath the tag to keep this inning alive. Not a bad play. I mean, you've got Walcott effectively playing behind the second base bag in the pull shift of the left-handed batter. Why not give it a whirl? The 3-2, that ball bounced back up the middle. Walcott was able to field it on the right field side of second. Gets the throw to Arturo Diesla, and we're halfway through here in Hickory. A 3-2 lead for the Crawdads. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? hickorycrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th to LP Fran Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Fran Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Bottom of the fifth inning, Arturo Diesla to lead things off here for the Hickory Crawdads on this Tuesday night inside the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth. Brian Rushing here with you. So glad that you could join us on this Tuesday night. Just a gorgeous evening as it's turned out for baseball here in the Western Piedmont of North Carolina. As Arturo Diesla inside outs the ball to second as the play is going to be made there by Aaron Estrada. One pitch, one out here in the fifth. New pitcher on the mound for Aberdeen as it's Trey Gibson. Trey Gibson, a 6'5 right-hander, 240 pounds, a 22-year-old from Newport News, Virginia, part of the Hampton Roads area. Free agent signed from 2023. Coming from Delmarva, that was his last stop. And I'm sure for Gibson, he would love nothing more than to work his way to Bowie, Maryland, and then ultimately to Norfolk. That's the dream for every Orioles farmhand before finally getting a chance to play at Oriole Park in Camden Yards, especially with the fact that the Baltimore Orioles are pretty doggone good at this moment. Jason Morabell, 1-1 count. Morabell had a sacrifice fly his last time up as he swings and misses. Want to say hello to Jake Spiegel. Jake, thank you for the follow on Twitter X. Really appreciate it. If you folks would like to reach out to me by way of social media, you can do so. As the breaking ball taken for strike three, Jason Morabell strikes out looking, and there's two down in the inning. That brings up Anthony Gutierrez. You can find me on X, Twitter, or Instagram at What's Up B-Rush PXP. The PXP stands for play-by-play. Gutierrez, with a multi-hit ball game, does have a stolen base to his credit. The pitch from Gibson. This is inside. We've got scores from around the South Atlantic League. We'll get to those here in just a moment. As Gutierrez takes a ball, count goes to 2-0. We mentioned earlier that the suspended game that was made up in Asheville, with Bowling Green being the home team, Bowling Green won that game 13-6. They are now playing game two. They're in the top of the seventh inning. Bowling Green has a 5-1 advantage. So considering that that game is a seven-inning game, the second half of that doubleheader-ish, then Bowling Green could make up some ground on everybody, regardless of what happens here at L.P. Franz Stadium or what happens in Winston-Salem, which, by the way, Winston-Salem has a 5-2 advantage on Greenville in the top of the sixth inning. Gutierrez takes a strike. The count goes to 3-2. Jersey Shore and Wilmington, bottom of the sixth inning. Jersey Shore beating up on Wilmington, 10-3. Greensboro leads Rome, 9-3, top of the seventh inning. It's Gutierrez held up. He's going to draw a walk. Gibson thought that he had gotten strike three, but the call didn't go his way. It's a base on balls, and that's going to send up Ian Moeller. It's Moeller slashes that one down near the Red Oak Party Porch. One of the myriad places here at the ballpark that you can sit down, eat food, and watch baseball. I really wish there was a way that I could broadcast a game from one of those areas. I think it would be sensational. It's the pitch taken for a strike. The throw down to second gets away from Estrada. Anthony Gutierrez has himself another stolen base. The thing that really is keeping me in the press box, and this is not a complaint by any stretch of the imagination, is our connection to MILB.TV and the Bally Live app. That's a separate mechanism from the audio side of what I'm doing. I basically just need some internet bandwidth, and I can make that happen. As the pitch misses outside, count goes to 1-2 to Ian Moeller. Moeller with a single and a walk this evening. And it's been almost a decade since we had a broadcast here at L.P. Franz Stadium. So to have it back here in 2024 If I have to stay in the press box, I'm totally good with that. Breaking ball taken for strike three. Moeller strikes out looking. We're through five innings. The Crawdads have a 3-2 advantage. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more? The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love, who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead, and who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Top of the sixth inning here in Hickory. Aiden Curry is on to pitch for the Hickory Crawdads tonight for Paul Bonzagni. Has come to a close. He went five innings, gave up four hits, two runs, struck out five batters, walked nobody. As Elio Prado will lead things off against Aiden Curry. Curry got a relief effort on Sunday, pitched an inning. Is that ball driven out to right field? Jason Morabell drifting back to the Bud sign. On the track, makes the catch. One pitch, one out. And that'll bring up Fabian Josenberger. It's Josenberger singled in the first. That was a swinging bunt single down the first baseline and then flew out foul down toward the bullpen area in right field. Josenberger took a big cut there. Comes up empty. As I have received a veritable slew of emails this evening, please keep them coming. I'll do my best to catch up with those that have reached out as I have an opportunity to. Got some promos coming up I'll be dealing with here in just a moment. It's Curry misses down. Aiden Curry, 6'5" right-hander out of Ossining, New York, non-drafted free agent from back in 2020. Wheels and fires the 2-1 breaking ball. That's going to be tapped foul over to the first base dugout. Curry, a 1-7 record on the season, a 6.78 ERA, making his 19th appearance. He's had 16 starts on the year. 70 and a third innings pitch, 74 hits, 59 runs, 53 of those runs are earned. So the pitch misses down. Count runs full. For Curry, in addition, 34 walks, 90 strikeouts, a .260 average against. The payoff on the thumbs, that's heading my direction. It's going to follow off to the left on the rooftop. The 3-2. That ball driven out to right field. Jason Morabell is going to look up, and that ball is going to leave the yard as it's a solo homer for Tavion Josenberger. And with three solo shots in this ball game, The Aberdeen Ironbirds have tied things up at 3 apiece. The home run allowed by Curry is his 18th allowed of the season, as that's going to bring up Reed Trimble. Trimble 0 for 2 in the ballgame. And just like that, we're all square. This lineup for the Aberdeen Ironbirds, this particular lineup, boasts two left-handed batters and four switch hitters. Spots 3, 4, 5, and 7 are all switch hitters. Don't see that often. So the pitch misses. Reed Trimble out of Brandon, Mississippi. Played his college baseball at Southern Miss. That ball is going to be lifted over our heads and onto the concourse area. Brandon, Mississippi is also home to a pitcher for the Greenville Drive, Dalton Rogers. We saw him here the last time we were at home against the Greenville Drive. Curry misses down and in as the count goes to 3-1. A big, big series for both clubs. This Aberdeen club finds themselves a game back of Greensboro. Is that ball drifting out to right field? Morabell looking up. He'll make the catch in front of the Mountain Dew sign. There's two down in the inning. Is that ball stayed up in the air for quite a while. But Morabell was able to drift back and was finally able to make the catch with his shoulders up against the wall. And with two down, that's going to bring up Carter Young. Carter Young hit the second of the two solo shots back in the fourth inning. That would be the response for the Ironbirds after giving up three runs to Hickory in the bottom of the third. Curry, great slider there. Cut on and missed. Curry looks in for the sign, has the sign, the 1-1. Fouled into the mitt of Ian Moeller. Count goes to 1-2. Temperatures today in the Unifor got into the low to mid-80s, depending upon what neighborhood you were in. But tonight, just fantastic. As Curry misses just outside. Count goes to 2-2. 3-3 ball game. Three solo shots for Aberdeen. Has knotted this ball game up as they've scored the last three runs in this contest. As that ball misses down and in, chasing Young out of the batter's box as the count goes full. Programming note for all of you at this point, since we can't predict truly what's going to happen weather-related, if all of this rain stays off to the east, we could make out like bandits here. The payoff pitch lifted foul, up and out of play. If everything stays according to schedule, we'll play tonight all the way through Saturday. 7 o'clock first pitch. We'll be on the air with Crawdads pregame at 6:45. Sunday, 2 o'clock, matinee, 1:45 airtime for the pregame show. As I'm scheduled to be here the whole way. The pitch, that ball. Well, it looked like Carter Young tried to hit that one back into the Newton-Conover area. That's going to end up in the parking lot. Somebody's going to get a souvenir or an insurance claim. He hit that one basically sideways. The payoff, that ball's driven out to right center field. Gutierrez has room. He will make the catch. And that'll retire the side. A solo shot in the sixth inning by Tavion Josenberger has tied this up at 3-3. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? hickorycrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdad's home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdad's baseball, abide by the claw. Make sure that you're at LP Franz Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Franz Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball. Abide by the claw.
Hi, this is Maggie Hartnett of the Hickory Crawdads, and you are listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. Abide by the claw, y'all.
Bottom of the sixth inning. Glider Figueroa to lead off, followed by Cam Cawley and Dylan Dreiling. Figueroa, 0-for-1 officially in the ballgame, a walk and a ground out to second. Back on the bump is Trey Gibson, working in his second full inning of action as Figueroa tried to make it 4-3, came up empty. Figueroa takes that pitch down. Kyle's Cousins not giving that strike. Apparently that's down below the hollow of the knee. Pitch from Gibson misses inside, 2-1 the count. Breaking ball. That's taken for a strike. Count evens at 2-2. Three runs on five hits, two errors for the Ironbirds, 3-8-0 for the Crawdads. It's Figueroa swings and misses, a strikeout for Gibson. That's his third. It's the seventh for Ironbird pitching. With one down, that brings up Cam Cawley. Folks, get ready to feel the love at for a night of kindness on Saturday, September the 28th at LP Franz Stadium. Don't miss performances by Lauren Daigle, Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors, and Jenny Owens. Ticket information and ticket purchasing can be found at theartofcompassion.net. It's the pitch to Cawley, misses high. A Night of Compassion is presented by The Art of Compassion, Lenore Ryan University, and Imagine One Hospitality. If you follow Christian music at all, you've probably heard of Lauren Daigle. For those fans of Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors that are in the Hickory area, well, here's your chance. A little late September concert action here at the Franz. After the season has come to a close, you can celebrate the upcoming fall season with a concert. But don't be fooled. It'll still be kind of warm in these parts. Good thing it's a night concert. The pitch misses. Count goes to 3-1. I'm a big fan of Jenny Owens, so if I've got the night free, I may have to slide up this way. The 3-1, Cawley. Swings and misses on the elevated fastball from Trey Gibson. He climbed the ladder there, 96 miles an hour. To work the count full. Breaking ball, misses up. Colley draws the walk. That'll bring up Dylan Dryling. It's the second walk allowed by Trey Gibson. Dryling has flown out to left. He's got an infield single. He's walked and stolen a base. So he'll step to the plate here in this 3-3 ball game. The emails that I've gotten in so far makes me think I'm going to need to get secondary residency for Hayes, Kansas. So I need to probably file for that application because I am becoming fast friends with Hayes, Kansas, which is just fine by me. Dryling shoots that one into the third base dugout. Hope everybody's okay. It looked like Cole Drake had actually stepped off the top step. Maybe some of us were concerned, or maybe a lot of us were very concerned about Cole Drake getting hit by a foul ball. Count evens at 1-1. Anderson De Los Santos holding on Cam Colley here with one down in the bottom of the sixth inning. Breaking ball misses. For those of you that missed it early, I mentioned this in the Crawdads pregame show. Dylan Dryling for the Tennessee Volunteers played in the College World Series in Omaha. His at balls hit just foul. So he tried to tuck it inside the third base bag, but it missed by a few feet. It's one thing to play in Omaha if you're a college baseball player. It's even an unbelievable thing to finish the year with a dog pile in Omaha. It's another thing altogether when you're the MVP of the College World Series. It's Dryling. That pitch misses. That ball is going to get out between home plate and the mound. As Ratzbach blocked the baseball, but it went out like a bunt between the mound and the third baseline. Colley was able to get down the second on the wild pitch easily. And the count is now full at 3-2. Now that the news has been made public that both the first and second round picks for the Rangers are now stationed here in Hickory, the card collectors are going to make their way out a lot. As the pitch misses, Dryling gets his second walk of the ball game. And back-to-back walks have put runners at first and second for Sebastian Walcott. And that has become an increasingly dangerous thing to do against this right-handed batter. When I look back on this 2024 season, later in this life, you're not going to be able to talk about this Hickory Crawdads team without talking about Sebastian Walcott. As this guy has just grown up immensely as a baseball player in this season. Futures game, the numbers just escalating so strongly for this young man. It's the pitch. Walcott bounces it out to third. Fielded by Vasquez at third to throw across in time to De Los Santos. That'll retire the side. 5-3 giddy up ends the sixth inning. We go to the seventh, tied at three here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be back in just a moment.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th to LP Franz Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Franz Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Top of the seventh inning, Adam Retzbach, Aaron Estrada, Anderson De Los Santos, 6-7-8 in the order for the Aberdeen Ironbirds on this Tuesday night. So glad you could join us here for the first of what is scheduled to be six games in this series as Curry, breaking ball, misses up and in. So I want to say good evening to the Dreiling family tuning in tonight in Hayes, Kansas, along with the Leos tuning in as well. And it's good when the folks that are tuning in are paying attention, because I mentioned Greg Dreiling earlier in the broadcast, and now I know there's no relation. See? Now I know. Thank you for that email. We'll be catching up with some more emails here in just a moment, as I think there's an entire baseball team in Hayes, Kansas watching the action tonight. As I got a follow on Instagram, and I clicked it right back. So I want to thank Jarrett Fawnensteel for reaching out to me this evening. As that ball hit sharply out to Sebastian Walcott. Walcott fields, gets it over to Arturo Dieslin. There's one down here in the seventh inning. And that'll bring up Aaron Estrada. Estrada effectively outran the baseball to first his last time up. He would be left at second in the fifth inning. 3-3 ball game here. The Crawdads have put three runs on the board in the third. Aberdeen, two solo shots in the fourth and a solo shot in the sixth. That's where we stand. Crawdads have out-hit the Ironbirds, 8-5, as the pitch taken for a strike. The pitch cut on and missed by Estrada. The count goes to 0-2. Breaking ball from Curry. Just misses. Want to say hello to Tim and Julie checking out the action tonight from Huntsville, Alabama. One of my favorite minor league baseball names in all the world. Which I think is, the ballpark might technically be outside of Huntsville, maybe in a town called Madison, the Rocket City Trash Pandas. What a name. That name certainly fits in the context of some of the great minor league names, as that ball is pushed foul over toward the first base side. There was a renaissance in minor league baseball back in the early to mid-90s, to where it all of a sudden became cool to wear minor league baseball gear. Probably something that had never really happened. The Hickory Crawdads certainly took full advantage of it, as that ball rolled out to second. Cauley fields it. He'll underhand flip it to Diesla, and there's two down. There were two teams in North Carolina, well, three really, that were part of that renaissance, that emergence of marketing and sales in minor league baseball. As Anderson De Los Santos will step to the plate The Durham Bulls, obviously, an iconic name. Another was the Carolina Mudcats, which were previously the Columbus, Georgia Mudcats. Ironically enough, Columbus is getting a baseball team again. As that ball rolled out to Walcott. Walcott sets his feet, fires across. Diesla hangs on to it. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Aiden Curry. We go to the stretch. 3-3 ball game. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you. And we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hi, this is Alex Cook of the Hickory Crawdads, and you are listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. And now, back to Brian Rushing in the Sunbelt Reynolds broadcast booth.
Bottom of the seventh inning, Malcolm Moore to lead things off for the Crawdads, followed by Arturo Diesla and Jason Morbell, 4-5-6 in the order. Trey Gibson still on the pitch for the Aberdeen Ironbirds as the first pitch to Moore misses high. The doubleheader between Bowling Green and Asheville went Bowling Green's way. They won both games tonight. A 6-1 final as Moore is going to take first base on the hit-by-pitch. They won 13-6 in the opener. They were the home team in that first game. They won the nightcap 6-1. Even if the Crawdads win tonight, the lead goes to four games by virtue of the doubleheader sweep for Bowling Green. That's a good baseball team there. Diesla at the plate. Fastball misses up. Bottom of the seventh inning, Jersey Shore and Wilmington. Jersey Shore doubling up on Wilmington, 10-5 that lead. Greenville trails Winston-Salem 9-3 in the bottom of the seventh inning. Hudson Valley and Brooklyn, they're washed out. So the pitch misses inside. They're through seven north of the border. The Blue Jays have a 5-1 advantage on the Baltimore Orioles. The Brewers are absolutely just putting a beat down on Atlanta, 9-0 in the bottom of the sixth.
Yee.
It's Gibson, 93 miles an hour, cut on and missed by Diesla. He got the green light. He was trying to hit that one to Boone. Three ball, one strike count. Top of the fifth inning, the Astros are on top of Texas, 1-0. As Diesla fouls the pitch back. That's a matchup, of course, between Framber Valdez and Tyler Malley. Malley making his 2024 debut in a Texas Rangers uniform. As the Rangers better hit the accelerator. If they're going to get into the playoff picture, they've got to move quickly. Diesla swings and misses on the slow breaking ball. And there's one down in the inning. And that brings up Jason Morabell. 3-3 ball game here in the bottom of the seventh inning. So glad that you've been able to stay with us here on this Tuesday night. It's the breaking ball taken for a strike. Of course, we'll do a final look at these scores from around Major League Baseball and the South Atlantic League coming up on the Black Tide Transportation post-game show whenever we finish here. Morabell, that ball twisting out of play. Count goes to 0-2. Malcolm Moore takes the lead over at first, being held on by De Los Santos. The 0-2. Morabell has it miss inside. Malcolm Moore goes on a delayed steal to second, and he steals the bag. So Malcolm Moore gets into the stolen base act, as he basically waited until the ball was actually caught by Retzbach. And Retzbach was just going to throw it back to Gibson. And by that time, Moore had gotten down to second easily. As that ball rolled out to second, Estrada gets it over to De Los Santos. There's two down in the inning, but now Moore's over at third. And Gibson and Retzbach have had situations already in this contest where the ball's gotten away from the catcher. Malcolm Moore, that happens here. I would imagine he's going to be pouncing toward the plate. Anthony Gutierrez is up with two down. Gutierrez has reached three times tonight, two singles and a walk. He's also stolen a couple of bases, and he's going to get hit by the pitch there to put runners on the corners. It's the second hit by the pitch this inning. That brings up Ian Moeller. We mentioned earlier Ian Moeller has an active streak of what is now 22 straight games of reaching base. This is a guy that in that stretch has, over the last 22 ball games, so it looks like we may have Gibson seeking some medical attention, or is going to be getting some medical attention, as an athletic trainer is out there with the pitching coach. Ian Moeller in the last 22 ball games, that's his current streak, coming into the action tonight, 269 hitter in that stretch. Now that doesn't necessarily wow you, but listen to this and it'll make it all make sense. 18 hits in that 22 game stretch. Also 18 walks. He's got a 424 on base percentage. In this day and time, if you're walking that often, it doesn't take an incredibly high batting average to put together a solid on-base percentage. And with a heightened value on the walk, probably in a way that we've never really seen before, because we're seeing pitchers throw harder and throw more often, with more pitchers being utilized, that's a situation where it benefits a guy like Ian Moeller, as that ball was smothered in front, but getting down to second is Anthony Gutierrez. As that will go as a pass ball for Adam Retzbach. A 2-0 count to Ian Moeller. Moeller drives it out to right center field. That's going to get down for extra bases, as Ian Moeller is going to cruise into second, and it's a 5-3 lead for the Crawdads. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's such a clean swing from Ian Moeller. Driving the ball that was on the outer third the opposite way, bouncing it off the right center field wall. Two runs score easily, and the Crawdads are back on top 5-3. That's what I'm talking about. Malcolm Moore was able to walk home. Gutierrez didn't have to expend a ton of energy, but Ian Moeller continues a very solid night, which has been a very solid stretch of games for the young man. Sklider Figueroa will step to the plate here in a 5-3 ball game. And that's something we haven't seen a lot of lately, is scoring late in ball games. The three games that I was in Asheville covering the games this weekend on HickoryCrawdads.com, the latest that the club scored a run was in the sixth inning. Now, for Cam Cauley, that was a solo shot in the sixth that won the ball game. As Figueroa swings and misses, the count goes to 1-2. But the Crawdads do themselves a tremendous favor if they're able to score some runs and maintain the pressure offensively on the opposition. Figueroa swings and misses. That'll retire the side. But Ian Moeller, with the two-run double to right center field, makes it a 5-3 lead for the Crawdads. We go to inning number 8 here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more? The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love, who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead, and who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Top of the eighth inning, a 5-3 lead for the Crawdads. Stepping to the plate here for Aberdeen in the top of the eighth inning will be Jalen Vasquez, Enrique Bradfield, and Elio Prado. 9-1-2 in the order for the Ironbirds is Aiden Curry. Still on for the Crawdads. This is his third inning of work, as he's been given a two-run advantage with his battery mate Ian Moeller doing the damage in the seventh inning. As Curry misses high, count goes to 2-0. The Crawdads, winners of five of their last seven. They've split the first four games in the month of August as that ball's checked foul into the netting. For the month of July, they went a very respectable 13-11. I think the only thing that really made that number not as impressive was the four-game skid that they had against the Greenville Drive. As that pitch fouled into the mitt of Moeller, evens the count at 2-2. the Crawdads have not gotten the same run, as that ball is going to get chopped toward the first base dugout. Of course, last year, a very different scenario to open the second half. They would win 15 games in a row. Midway through the season, that pitch from Curry misses inside. The count goes full. I think they started the second half of the year last year 12-0. And they were able to ride that out with a 5.5-game win, season win in the second half. As that pitch is going to be lifted foul over toward the third base concourse area. But they won the second half of the South Atlantic League's South Division by 5.5 games over Bowling Green. Bowling Green had the best record in the South Division last year, didn't make the playoffs. So that ball is going to be slashed foul over to the third base side, up and out of play. Well, Bowling Green started out like they were just poised to just overtake things in the South Division. Well, things have kind of slowed for them, even though they've now since won 9 of their last 12. That ball's going to be whistled out into center field. It'll be a leadoff single for Jalen Vasquez. And that'll bring up Enrique Bradfield. Aberdeen very much in the thick of their second half playoff opportunity in the North Division. Curry took a little something off of that pitch at 86. This is a guy that can dial it up into the mid-90s. So that one he pulled the string on just a little bit. Bradfield 0-for-3 in this ball game, a fly out, strikeout, and a ground out. It's that ball. That might have gotten somebody wearing a blue jersey. I mean, there's not a ton of foul territory here at LP France Stadium. Those dugouts will get on you kind of quick. No ball, two strike count. Curry delivers, just misses. Count goes to 1-2. Curry throws back over to first. Can never forget that this Aberdeen Ironbirds club is approaching 300 steals on the season. And just a hair over 100 games played. Curry. Elevated fastball. Bradfield couldn't hold up. It's a strikeout. There's one down in the eighth. For Curry, that's his first strikeout in 2 1/3 innings pitched, as that brings up Elio Prado. Prado hit a ball to left center field back in the fourth inning that got just over the 8-foot-high wall here at LP Franz Stadium. They'll throw over to first. Curry sets high. The breaking ball misses. Zayden Curry, like any pitcher against Aberdeen, really having to show a lot of prudence as to how you're going to utilize your disengagements. Another element to what Aberdeen does in just putting immense pressure on the opposition. So the pitch misses. And everything gets sped up. even subconsciously, I mean, you're thinking, you've got to get the ball to the plate. The catcher's thinking, I've got to get the exchange perfect to make a throw to second to have any chance to get a lot of their runners. It's going on the pitch. That ball's going to be lifted foul, so Vasquez will have to retreat. Vasquez does have 29 steals coming into the contest this evening. And that's actually, if you look at it, one of the more pedestrian numbers. I mean, that puts him fourth on the team. Active players. Curry. Vasquez goes again. The throw down to second. Do they get him? Not quite. Colley couldn't hang on to the baseball. Is Vasquez now in scoring position? So a 3-ball, 1-strike count. As Enrique, or I should say Elio Prado, at the plate with one down here in the eighth inning. The pitch, breaking ball, misses down. And it's going to be a walk for Prado. And that brings up Tavion Josenberger. There is some stirring down in the Crawdads bullpen. As Paul Bonzagni went 5 innings in his start. He will not factor in the decision. Because right now, that's Aiden Curry. And Aiden Curry has certainly thrown enough to where he could go, if Chad Comer deemed it necessary, he could go the rest of the way. I mean, you don't make as many starts as Aiden Curry has made without building up a pitch count. Much of that is going to be determined by the specific scenario that Comer's looking at in the rest of this ballgame. Curry looks down to second. The offering. Changeup misses down. Curry, breaking ball, gets over for a strike to even the count at 1-1. Jalen Vasquez singled to center field, stole second. He's still at second. Elio Prado, after Enrique Bradfield strikes out, he reaches on a walk. Runners at first and second, and Curry's going to look back to Vasquez. Curry, the pitch, misses down. 2-1 the count. The left-handed batter in Josenberger, the Crawdads playing him to pull as Sebastian Walcott's about two full paces to the left field side of the second base bag. Colley is not in a double play posture whatsoever. So that pitch cut on and missed at 94. Count evens at 2-2. With the number of left-handed batters that are in the lineup against this right-hander, when you compound the left-handed hitters and the switch hitters that bat from the left side, Ian Moeller's going to have plenty of opportunities as they're going to have the runner picked off. Perhaps they'll apply the tag. That's very well done. Walcott snuck in from behind. He was already playing effectively behind the second base bag. And Aiden Curry took a look back, and they were able to cut down Jalen Vasquez. Now, again, as often as you run yourselves into prosperity, sometimes you can run yourself out of an inning. You had the potential tying run on base, but that's no more. Josenberger did homer his last time up in the sixth inning. As the slider misses, the count runs full. 5-3 lead for the Crawdads here in the top of the eighth inning. Can Aiden Curry get out of this eighth frame? Here's the pitch. That ball rolled out to Arturo Diesla. He'll touch the bag himself. And Aiden Curry does, in fact, get out of the eighth inning with no harm done. That was well done by Curry. We go to the bottom of the eighth, 5-3 lead for the Crawdads. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. It's all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more? The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love, who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead, and who are always there when you need them. We see you. And we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net.
This is Chad Comer, manager of your Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Crawdads Radio Network.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Zane Barnhart to pitch for Aberdeen. 5'10 right-hander out of Towson, Maryland. 17th round pick from last year, Hillsdale College out of Michigan. So Barnhart will face off against Cam Cauley. It's Cauley, first pitch swinging. Lifts that one out into very shallow right center field, drifting back as Estrada to make the catch. And there's one down here in the eighth. And that brings up Dylan Dreiling. Dreiling, for a debut, has reached base three times. Couple of walks, a single, infield variety, 1-for-2. Baseball's a funny game. First time up, it's the ball that he hit better than the previous at-bat. His first at-bat, he hit the ball well to left field, got nothing to show for it. This time, he's going to send the ball out to center field. The catch is going to be made by Enrique Bradfield, and there's quickly two down in the inning. And that brings up Sebastian Walcott. Walcott, 2-for-2 in the ball game. He's got a triple, a single. He struck out, and he's hit into a ground ball double play. Was there somebody throwing down in the bullpen for the Crawdads? And by deductive properties, the only thing that I can possibly come away with is that it's Brian Magdaleno. So we don't have a lot of left-handers that are in the bullpen that throw pretty hard from the left side. So I'm going to presume that's Magdaleno. So Walcott swings and misses. Count evens at 1-1. Barnhart, 2-1 record on the year, making his 23rd appearance. He does have a save to his credit, a 2.60 ERA. 34 2/3 innings pitched, 22 hits allowed, 13 runs, 10 of them earned. 22 walks, 37 strikeouts, a 180 average against. Walcott swings and misses, and just like that, Zane Barnhart makes very quick work of the Crawdads. We go to the ninth inning. 5-3 lead for the Crawdads. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You are listening to the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Make sure that you're at LP Franz Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Franz Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball. Abide by the Claw.
Hi, this is Caitlin Clark of the Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. Abide by the Claw, y'all.
Top of the ninth inning, Brian Magdaleno is, in fact, the pitcher that's coming on for the Hickory Crawdads. Magdaleno making his debut for the club. Magdaleno this season trying to track down his numbers. Magdaleno, young man, 6'1", 200-pound left-hander out of Santo Domingo, the Dominican Republic, signed a free agent contract back in 2019. It's Magdaleno. 6-3 record this year. While in Kinston for the Down East Wood Ducks, as that ball rolled out to shortstop, Walcott fields the throw over in time to Diesla. And there's one down as Reed Trimble is the first out here in the ninth. It is a save situation for Magdaleno as he's trying to close it out for Aiden Curry. 1.76 ERA. In 25 appearances down in Kinston, 30 and two-thirds innings pitched, 18 hits, 10 runs, 6 earned, 19 walks, 47 strikeouts. Magdaleno's first offering to Carter Young was at 96 miles an hour, 93 that time with some sinking movement as the pitch was fouled off at home plate to even the count at 1-1. And Arturo Diesel is going to go out and have a conversation with Magdaleno and Ian Moeller. A 5-3 lead for the Hickory Crawdads. Ian Moeller with a two-run double in the bottom of the seventh inning has been the difference for the Crawdads in this ballgame. They've got 9 hits in the ballgame. They've held Aberdeen to 6, even though half of the hits for Aberdeen have all been home runs. 3 solo shots. So if you're going to give up the home runs, that's the ideal situation. So this Crawdads club has not walked a lot of batters. The damage that's been done has been minimized by it being solo shots. Is that ball? 2 bouncer out to Walcott, the throw to Diesla, and there's 2 out. Okay. All right. Crawdads looking to make it 6 out of 8 if they can retire Adam Retzbach here in the top of the ninth inning. Retzbach, 94 miles an hour, takes a ball. Magdaleno misses down, 2-0 the count. The 2-0, breaking ball, gotten over for a strike. Two ball, two strike count now as Brian Magdaleno one strike away from picking up his first save of the season. And as many opportunities for the Crawdads. This club trying to go to 20-17 in the second half. As that ball fouled out of the mitt of Ian Moeller. Magdaleno with a brand new baseball. Has a brand new sign. Sets at the belt. The 2-2 offering. Here it comes. That ball lifted out into left field. It's going to stay in the yard. Dylan Dreiling camps underneath it. He makes the catch. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The Hickory Crawdads win 5-3 tonight as they open up the series with a win. When we come back on the other side of the timeout, we'll have the Black Tide Transportation postgame show coming up on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? hickorycrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th to LP Fran Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Fran Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. It's now time for the Black Tide Transportation Crawdads postgame show, where we take a look back at tonight's game and get you ready for the next Crawdads broadcast. Let's go to the Sunbelt Reynolds broadcast booth on the Crawdads Radio Network. And we welcome you back to LP Fran Stadium inside the Sunbelt Reynolds broadcast booth. Brian Rushing here with you. So glad you could join us on this Tuesday night as it's now time for the Black Tide Transportation postgame show. On this Tuesday night, the Hickory Crawdads a winner, 5-3 against the Aberdeen Ironbirds. Here's a look at some of the happy numbers this evening. A 5-3 win for the Crawdads in a game that took 2 hours and 37 minutes. 5 runs on 9 hits, no errors for the Crawdads. Aberdeen, 3 runs on 6 hits, 2 errors. As
Aiden Curry picked up his second win of the season. He goes to 2-7 on the season. Taking the loss for the Aberdeen Ironbirds is Trey Gibson. Gibson's numbers now, he goes to 1-2 on the season. Brian Magdaleno, making his debut here at LP Franz Stadium tonight, gets his first save of the season as the Hickory Crawdads do, in fact, go to 20-17 here in the second half. And even with that, they manage to lose a half a game to the Bowling Green Hot Rods, who sweep a doubleheader tonight against the Asheville Tourist. As Bowling Green now 23-12, Hickory 20-17, Greenville right now, they are losing 9-4 to Winston-Salem in a game that could very well be coming to an end. I'll try to get a final look at that here in just a moment as the Hickory Crawdads get a two-run double from Ian Moeller, part of a two-hit night for Moeller. He got the two-run double to make it 5-3. As he helped Aiden Curry get the win, the Crawdads got a three spot in the third inning. They got a little help from Aberdeen. Aberdeen made two errors in that third frame. They were able to scratch across those three runs. Had a 3-0 lead. As Paul Bonzagni pitched five innings, and he was really solid. First look that I've had at the young man here at LP Franz Stadium, and he really was solid. Five innings, four hits, two runs. He struck out five, and he walked nobody. That's a big number. That's a great number. As three solo shots for Aberdeen, that was all the scoring. They got those. They got two of those three solo shots in the fourth inning. As Elio Prado led off the fourth with a home run, Carter Young hit his sixth of the season in the top of the fourth inning, and then Tavion Josenberger would hit one in the sixth inning to tie it up at three apiece. But in the bottom of the seventh, Moeller drives the ball the opposite field. If this is Ian Moeller starting to drive the ball the other way, then we're going to see some really productive things coming out of the catcher from Dubuque, Iowa, here in the remaining 29 ball games of this season. As the Crawdads get the 5-3 win tonight, as they push their record to 20-17 in the second half, they push their overall record to 48-55 on the season. We come back on the other side of the timeout. We'll take a look at games of interest in Major League Baseball. We'll take one final glance at the South Atlantic League scores from tonight before we put a bow on it. A 5-3 win for the Crawdads this evening against Aberdeen. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs. Final segment here on the Black Tide Transportation post-game show. So we'll take a look around the South Atlantic League first for scores. Of course, I mentioned Bowling Green. They swept a double dip against the Asheville Tourist. They won the opener, which was a resumption of a suspended game in Kentucky. Bowling Green was the home team. They would win 13-6 in that contest. The second game would be a seven-inning contest that Asheville fell to Bowling Green 6-1. Other games in the South Atlantic League, Greensboro beats Rome 9-5 tonight in a game that was shortened by rain, seven innings deep. Jersey Shore beats Wilmington 10-5. Greenville just lost to Winston-Salem 9-4. And Hudson Valley and Brooklyn, they got washed out. They're planning on a doubleheader tomorrow in Brooklyn. The score here tonight at LP Franz Stadium, a 5-3 win for the Crawdads. Taking a look at major league scores of note, we keep track of three games nightly This game gone final, Toronto beat Baltimore 5-2. As Toronto picks up the win this evening, tracking bottom of the eighth inning, the Milwaukee Brewers just continue to pound on the Atlanta Braves 10-0. We've got a no-hitter watch down in Arlington as Framber Valdez has gone 6 2/3 innings, allowing no hits. Marcus Semien is at the plate right now in the bottom of the seventh inning, as Marcus Semien just drew a walk. So it's still a no-hitter for Framber Valdez in the seventh inning. So certainly you folks will be free to try to follow that the rest of the way. Of course, on Friday night when I was up in Asheville, Blake Snell for the San Francisco Giants was throwing a no-hitter against the Cincinnati Reds. So there you go. Tonight, no-hitter, but a 5-3 win for the Hickory Crawdads as they'll get back at it tomorrow. 7 o'clock first pitch. We'll be on the air with the Crawdads pregame show at 6:45. As it'll be the Aberdeen Ironbirds taking on the Hickory Crawdads. So we want to thank all the good folks here at LP Fran Stadium for making this broadcast possible. Douglas LoCascio, Robbie Willis, Ashley Salinas, and a host of others helping get this broadcast off the ground. We want to thank you for tuning in on this Tuesday night. We hope that you will join us tomorrow for Game 2 in this series between the Crawdads and the Aberdeen Ironbirds. And until we're back with you at 6:45 tomorrow, this is Brian Rushing wishing all of you a pleasant good evening. Good night from LP Fran Stadium. The Crawdads win 5-3. We'll see you tomorrow. Good night, everybody. We thank you for listening to the Crawdads Radio Network, brought to you by Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, People's Bank, Wyndham Rewards, the Bally Live app, Black Tie Transportation, and Sunbelt Rentals. We hope to see you next time on the Crawdads Radio Network.
In the cool Catawba River mist, there's excitement in the air. From Lake Hickory shores across Unifor, it's spreading everywhere. From the young folks to the old folks, it's a feeling they can't hide. Since the Crawdads came to Hickory, this whole town's filled with pride. Hometown baseball, it's got a hold on me. Give me Crawdads. There's an old rebel spirit in every part of Fran's Stadium. So let's stand and cheer, cause the dads are here and the fight has just begun. And to those who should oppose us, well, let them know this law. When you tangle with a crawdad, you're gonna feel the claw. Hometown baseball, it's got a hold on me. Give me crawdad. Hickory's own number one hometown baseball team. So come out to the ballpark for some good old-fashioned fun. Join your friends and family, the good times have just begun. Hometown.